From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Russia's most widely known opposition leader, Alexei Navalny, along with hundreds of his supporters, were detained at street demonstrations unfolding in Moscow and 90 other Russian cities, AP's Ben Thomas reporting.
Thousands of demonstrators crowded into Moscow's Pushkin Square in a day of protests across Russia ahead of Vladimir Putin's inauguration for a fourth term as president. A monitoring group says more than 350 people have been arrested around the country. Ben Thomas, AP Radio News.
U.S. Navy reinforcing its presence in the Atlantic Ocean with the resurrection of a naval command in response to increasing assertiveness by Russia's military. U.S. Second Fleet is operational again almost 7 years after it was disbanded for cost-saving and organizational reasons. Earlier this year, the U.S. military announced a new national defense strategy that prioritizes Russia and China. It was the latest sign of shifting priorities after more than 15 years of fighting terrorism. Three suicide bombers attacked the residence of the Kandahar, Afghanistan police chief, officials saying Afghan security forces killed three assailants before they could reach their target, no group claiming responsibility. When a Pakistani celebrity singer used the hashtag MeToo to accuse a male colleague of sexual harassment, it shook the country's entertainment industry. Misha Shafi is now the first woman in Pakistan. She's not to use the hashtag or share her story. The MeToo movement began in the U.S. a number of years ago, resurrected last year in Hollywood, has touched Pakistan already. Shafi is not the most famous. This is VOA News. Boko Haram fighters have attacked villages in the far northern region of Cameroon, leaving at least a dozen dead. Several soldiers have been wounded and villages torched in a large operation involving hundreds of attackers. Moki Edwin Kinzika following the story.
Jean-Pierre Ndanga, a Cameroon military officer in Mabanda, says they found it extremely difficult to fight back because the invaders were using villagers as human shields.
Nous sommes arrivés à la localité de Mabanda où on a retrouvé.
He says when he ordered his troops to get down from their military jeep and move towards hundreds of villagers they saw marching towards the Mabanda village square, they suddenly heard gunshots. He says he and many of the troops were wounded as they struggled to retreat to protect the villagers. Moki Edwin Kinzika for VOA News, Mabanda, Northern Cameroon.
Cameroon's military says the militants fled to neighboring Nigeria after the attack, but at least seven of the insurgents were killed. Residents of Hawaii's Big Island on high alert after the Kilauea volcano gushed more lava on the island's eastern side, forcing hundreds to evacuate. Area was hit by a 6.9 magnitude earthquake, the island's largest tremor in more than 40 years. Hawaii County Civil Defense Administrator Talmadge Magno on damage and shutdowns.
Four or five landslides on the Hamakua coastline. Public works and state highways were dealing opening those. And, I think one of them at least shut down two lanes. But didn't sound like it was going to be anything more extensive than that. I know some buildings had some minor damage. I heard it throughout Hilo Town, but pretty much that was it.
There were no reports of deaths or injuries. The volcano had been erupting periodically for more than three decades. Scientists say they cannot predict how long the current eruption will be lasting. President Trump says he's weighing whether to testify in Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe. AP Sagar Magani.
Even if the president's lawyers tell him not to, he says he'd be willing to talk with Bob Mueller's investigators.
I would love to go. I would love to speak, but I have to find that we're going to be treated fairly.
Saying right now it's a pure witch hunt. Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani agrees and has warned the president he might face trap questions if he talks with Mueller's team. Sagar Magani at the White House.
And in the world of horse racing at the Kentucky Derby, Justify held off Audible and Good Magic to win the race, the 100.
That's the latest world news from VOA.